Doesn't it make you happy, though, to hear this song and know that it's just it's right around the corner?
Listen, I love my White Sox, but I can't wait for hockey season to start up. And this weekend is the 11th annual, Blackhawks convention, and I can't wait. You know who's on the phone right now?
Mm-hmm. How exciting is this? One of the greatest Blackhawks of all time, Dennis Savard. Dennis, how are you?
Good morning, Billy, Wendy. I'm well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Pretty exciting. It's going to be a star-studded lineup starting tomorrow already. Wow.
Yeah, it's a great weekend. It's a weekend that I always enjoy to get to see some of my old teammates, one. Next thing is obviously we connect back with our fans that we haven't seen in a couple of months now, so it's a... see some of our sponsors, and there's a lot of activities that goes on throughout the weekend, so it's a fun weekend for all of us, and I think the fans enjoy it, and so looking forward to it.
Dennis, the Blackhawks were the first team in the NHL to do this, and now I think every team in the NHL does this. How did somebody figure out, we got to get this together every year, get all the fans together, the players, the coaches? Whose idea was it?
Well, I think John has done it for many years now, when he was with the Cubs, obviously, and when he took over the Blackhawks as our president, he started the convention 11 years ago, and it's a great idea, you know, for a number of reasons. I think, you know, the players, you know, it's good to see them back in town for a couple of days. They get together again, you know, they probably haven't seen each other for a while, so it's good to have them then. Be together. For us older fellas, it's kind of a reunion every year. I always look forward to that weekend, get to see some of my teammates I played along with in the 80s. So it's fun times. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. I know our fans, you know, they're going to be able to play a family feud. I think everybody knows that game. I don't know how good I'd be at that, but I know some of our fans will be able to play against some of the players at it. So I know last year last year was the first time they did it. It was a lot of fun. So,
we'll see.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
And you mentioned the fans, and I really haven't traveled to other stadiums and to see other teams, but there's something unique about we Chicago fans. Don't you think so?
No question. We're loud, and, you know, they've always been very supportive. It's my playing days. I remember them then, and obviously I remember them now, just the fact that the building, it's a different building I played in throughout most of my career. But United Center buzzes, and it's fun. It's, you know, we've had a lot of things to cheer on the last 10 years, and hopefully next year, you know, we could turn our year around from last year. I think we can. I think our team has done some good stuff over the summer, and, you know, hope for the best. We need to stay healthy. I always talk to friends about that. It's with the cap, the salary cap, it's difficult to keep all your players because of that, the cap reason. And the other thing, if you're some of your key players or your key core guys get hurt, it becomes more difficult. So we need to stay healthy.
We suffered major league with the loss of Marian Hossa last season.
Sure.
That really affected us tremendously.
Yeah. And Corey Crawford, that was took a bite out of us a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Haas is, you know, unfortunately for him, you know, to end his career that way is probably not the way he wanted to end, but he said he had such a great career, and he was such a great leader for a locker room, and obviously also on the ice, the way he played. There's not too many guys around the league that plays the way he has, you know, for their careers. He's a two-way player. He was given really good habits for our young players to watch when he played. So we missed that last year. We missed his leadership. Obviously, he was still a good player on the ice. So, yeah, it was a tough one, tough loss for us, a tough guy to replace. And obviously with Corey's situation, hopefully, and I think from what I hear, he's doing really well. He'll be at the convention this weekend. So he's doing good and ready to go for this season.
It's such a freak thing when you look at Marian Hossa, Dennis, because this is a guy who just, he played all-out hockey. He would risk his body day in and day out, and then to have a skin condition be the thing that sidelined him, that's just such a strange circumstance, isn't it?
Yeah, and it wasn't good, obviously. You know, I got to talk to us last year, you know, at the games here and there, and so, you know, it's just something that they can't really fix, and it's unfortunate. You know, every time he'll put the equipment on, he'll go back to where it was at before. So it's not worth it. And obviously it was a tough decision for him not to continue to play, because we all know he could have still played for a few more years. Even though he's at age, I think, 37 or 38, he was still capable of playing a high-level game. So Yeah, that one's a tough one. There's no question.
Yep.
All right. Back in 2008 at the Blackhawks convention, you, then the head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks, surprised Jonathan Toews with the captain's jersey. He's still the longest tenured captain in team history, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a great leader. You know, obviously we know what Johnny brings off and on the ice. And, you know, it wasn't a tough decision. You know, people have always asked me that, you know, what made that decision, you know, to name him the captain at the time. You know, we look at our organization, you know, we're a team that's going to, it was on the upside, obviously. We had a lot of good young players with Kane and Toews and Keith and Seabrook, to name a few of those kids that were there at the time. You know, we were looking to have a captain for a long time, and you know, I felt that he was the right guy and the right choice, just because of his personality, the way he played, you know, throughout the college years, and you know, it was a no-brainer. I mean, I'm not taking credit for it, because Dell at the time we talked about it, and we felt that Duncan Key was and Brent Seabrook was probably the other guys that were possibly candidate for that, but. You know, I think they would tell us that, you know, we made the right choice. So he's a great leader, a great person, and fun to be around. He's a guy that, as we all know, we watch him play. He gives you everything he's got, and hopefully this year will be a good year for him.
He doesn't seem to get rattled either, Dennis. No matter what's going on, he keeps a very even keel about him, doesn't he?
Except when he wants to spark his other teammates.
Oh, maybe
remember?
Yeah,
a couple seasons, you know, he'd have some, you'd see a little rage coming from him.
You ever seen him play golf? He's not happy when he hits a bad shot.
Dennis, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he's very competitive. We all know that. That's the point I was trying to make. When he plays golf, and he, you know, even though Johnny is probably somewhere around a 15 handicap, he may be lower now, the times I played with him at the times, but, you know, he wants to be a scratch player. But it's not going to happen. We want him to be a good hockey player. Forget about golf for a while.
Yeah, solid. Dennis Savard is our guest. Blackhawks great Dennis Savard talking about the Blackhawks convention coming up this weekend at the Hilton Chicago. Dennis, Wendy and I were discussing this before we had you on. Your signature move, the spinorama. Other guys did versions of it before you came around. But what did you do differently so that anytime anybody hears that phrase, they think of you automatically?
Yeah, you know, Billy, the story, the true story about this is, and it's very difficult to explain, you know, being on radio with you guys, but, you know, it was a situation that the first time I really done it, it worked, and I didn't know why it worked, but I had to watch some tapes after to see why it worked. But I was coming on the left side of the ice, and as I crossed the blue line from my left to right, that left defenseman came over across to kind of really take a big hit on me. So, and sometimes when you're on the ice, you'll be stuck in a situation you can't bail out, you can't get out of it. And I thought I was going to get hammered there. And I, for some reason, I just reacted to spin out the other side. And once I did that, at the same time, now the right defenseman has stepped up to try to stand me up and, you know, try to take the puck away from me. As I spun out, they were both gone. And when I turned and spawned and gone to the net, I go, where did these guys went? I didn't, he had no idea that they were gone and went on and scored. And so it kind of helped me as a hockey player, an offensive player. You know, the blue line is your best friend. They'll say for defenseman, it's his best friend, but so also for forward. If you're able to cross a couple feet inside the blue line, that opens up a lot of space to make either plays or get the pucks to the net. So, you know, that particular move kind of helped me gain respect that way for when I played opponents, and I was able to make some plays more often because of that. And at times, you know, probably after a dozen or a dozen time after that, I was able to do it again. So,
but yeah, Dennis, I don't think that's a move you could teach a player. You either have it in you, that agility and that way of moving, or you don't, right? You can't teach that.
I don't know. I mean, I see Kaner do it, so he's done it pretty good. You know, yeah. It's funny, the first time I was doing television, I was doing the between periods, and he did it in Dallas the first time, and obviously I texted him, and I said that, I said, the first time I did it, I scored, and you didn't, so next time, hope you score. But you guys, I don't know if you remember this, but it was I think it might have been against Nashville in the playoffs. He did the spin, and Haas, Marion, was coming down the left side of the ice to that far post. And Kaner, as he spun out, he made that backhand pass and hit Osa for an empty net goal, really an empty net goal, literally. So it was... I've never done that one, so he's got me on that one.
And, you know, speaking of that, you know, you played in the 80s, legendary Dennis Savard on the line with us. What has changed in hockey since you were playing? It seems like players are bigger now, they're faster. What have you noticed?
Oh, yeah, they take care of themselves a little better than we did, and there's no doubt about that. We've had a lot of fun when we did it, but the athlete in any sports is better today. There's no question. They train. It's more like 12 months a year now. You know, when our season was over, we took a solid 2 months off and then probably started training about 6 weeks into before camp. Now they do it year-round. You know, they've got everything at their disposal just to you know, like trainers or even coaches off the ice, skating coaches. You know, the game has gone different than obviously when we played, and part of the reason for that is the athlete is better, stronger, bigger, and better coaching. There's no question.
Would you ever want to coach again, Dennis?
I'm good right now. You know,
yeah.
Rocky and John has done, you know, they gave me a great role. I love what I'm doing. You know, ambassador is a fun job, and I don't really call it a job, to be honest. It's just I get to meet some of our sponsors during game time. We do some charity work around Chicagoland and get to be on the radio with you guys. So, you know, I wouldn't change it. I you can never say no, but in the position I'm in, I'd be kind of stupid to go on to do a coaching job. I know I've been there. I've done it. It's very difficult. It's long hours, a lot of pressure, not a lot of sleep. Now, if I look at what I'm doing now, I get a lot of sleep, I get to work out, I get to go out, so it's kind of fun.
The guy who replaced you, Joel Quenneville, he's done okay, right?
Great man. Yeah. He sure has. He's, you know, I get to see Q once in a while. We get to play tennis once in a while. He's a good tennis player, by the way, if the fans don't know that. He's a heck of a tennis player.
So is Bill. We got to hook you and Coach
play.
Q up.
Let's play.
Sometimes we look for a fourth. You know, we usually play four of us. You know, and it's doubles, obviously. We don't serve, but we send the ball back. Once the ball's gone back twice, then we go for a point. And we play games of 11,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has to play with every partner, two out of three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good, I'm going to say it's a good hour and a half. And then by that time, they want to continue to play, and I give up. I'm done. I always give them the, I'm out of here. See you later, boys. I'm done. But he'll play more. They'll stay out there and play a little more.
I want to play, so, and I want to see you do that spinorama on a tennis court. That would be an excellent move.
Well, I'm not that good. I'll tell you what. I play hard. I try to get to every ball possible. I just try to get it across the net and go from there. It's a great workout. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe you should put Bill on your call list if you need an extra. But you have to do me a favor, too. You have to give the brand-new Blackhawks ambassador, Chris Chelios, a big hug and a kiss for me.
I will. I'll be glad to have him aboard. It'd be fun to see him. I've been talking to Chelly here for the last couple of weeks, so he's very happy, and he should be an ambassador. He's done so much for the city and obviously, as a player, he was a great player here, so it'd be fun to be along his side again.
All right, I don't know if tickets are still available because, boy, they go quickly, but it's this weekend, 11th Annual Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago, and you can go to the Blackhawks website to find out more information. It's so nice to talk to you, really, Dennis.
Thanks, Wendy. Billy, thanks so much. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Dennis. The great Dennis Savard, everybody. The great Dennis Savard.
All right, hang on a second, Dennis. We got to get you into that foursome of playing tennis.
I want that so badly. I've tried to play with Joel Quenneville in the past, and it's never quite come to fruition, but I would love to do that. Although I didn't want to say with him on the line, I've never heard of that no service type tennis. He said we hit the ball back and forth twice, and then we play the point.
I would shut up, or no, they're not going to call you. But I mean, look at the difference between you and me. I'm your biggest advocate. I'm like, hey, put Bill on the. Yeah. You got Bill plays tennis. Get Bill on here. And I hope he kisses Chelly for me. That's all I
I'm
care
sure
about.
He
or
will.
He could bring Chelly here and I'll kiss him by myself.
There's an offer. All right.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope they call you.
Yeah. I'm ready.